Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Pei Beis Omud Beis. We are in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah. Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off Simin Tof Yud Ches and actually do the shortest Simin in Shulchan Aruch, Tof Yud Tes, which is only one Sif and only a couple of words. We begin with Simin Tof Yud Ches, Sif Dalet, second line. Im Nishba Lis Anos Kach V'Kach V'Yomim. The person makes a shua, a swearing, that he will fast a certain number of days. The Erev Em Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh comes out on one of those days. So Hashvua Chalo Olav. Mitam Isser Kola. So here the Shvua does work because, as we spoke yesterday, a Neder can work even on a Dvar Mitzvah. Normally a Shvua doesn't. But here, since the Shvua works on the days that he's permitted to fast, the non Rosh Chodesh days, and he swears he's going to fast on those days, so it's Kolel, it incorporates, it accepts as well, the Shvua can be Chal even on the day that normally the Shvua would not be able to work and be Chal on. The Mishneh Berurah explains this in Sivkot and Tes. Since the Shua is able to work on the days that it's able to work on, the non-Rosh Chodesh days, Chol Shuaso Nami, the Shua can likewise be Chal, Gam Ayomim Ho Asurim B'Tainis, on days that it's forbidden to fast, such as Rosh Chodesh. Because the Ho Kolal Oso B'Loshon Echad, because the fast over here is incorporated for the days that he is allowed to fast, as well as the day that he can't fast. So the Shua is effective for some of the days, and therefore can be effective for all of the days. The Mechaber continues and he says, "V'im nishba b'peirish l'sanos v'Rosh Chodesh." But if he swears he's going to fast on Rosh Chodesh, so then the Mechaber says, "Nearly, it appears to me, shechal olo shvua kivin she'enu elam in the Rabbanan." He says, "Even here it will work because it's only din the Rabbanan that you can't fast, and it's a daraisa that the shvua should take effect, and therefore the Mechaber's opinion is that it can even be chal even if he swears that he's going to fast on Rosh Chodesh." However, he says, Elo, Shemidivri Rambam, Nira Lechora, Shumidaraisa. He points out that not everybody agrees that not being allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh is a din derabbanan. The Rambam says that it's a din deraisa. And the Ramah adds over here, V'ayin l'skamen, we'll go see this eventually when we learn the halachos of Yontif in Simin Tof Kuf Aleph. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Yud tells us that the Mechaber says it appears to be my opinion. It appears according to this that it is even according to the Mechaber going to be chal if he just says the Shvua should be on Rosh Chodesh because the Daraisa aspect of the Shvua knocks off the Derabbanan aspect of not eating on Rosh Chodesh. Sivkot Yud Aleph, however, the Mishneh Berurah explains, Al Kain Shvua Cholo Olav Achiyatir. Therefore, according to the first opinion of the Chaber, not like the Rambam, that you in fact would have to go have Hataras Nadarim over here. Ukamur Biuradeya Simon Resh Lamites Vav. Now Kain Binyaninu Nami Mechuiv Lahatir V'Chanal. You shouldn't allow this to happen, and you should be Shoel on your Shvua in order that you shouldn't be transgressing the Derabbanan of not fasting on Rosh Chodesh. According to the Rambam, however, it's Daraisa, as the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis. Hainu midichsib, the Rambam learns out that it's din Daraisa, because the Pasuk says, Uvu moadeichem, uvu roshei chodshechem. And therefore, he's iskish Rosh Chodesh l'moed. Rosh Chodesh has the same halacha as a yontif. And therefore, v'akein, ein shvua cholo olav l'didei rak b'cholel, v'chanal. And therefore, the only way that the shvua could work for Rosh Chodesh would be if he did a shvua kolel over here, that he's swearing not to eat, to fast on certain days, as well as the day that it's forbidden to have said he's not going to eat. And therefore, since it worked for those days, as we said, Migu, it would work for Rosh Chodesh as well. But if he just said it for Rosh Chodesh, and you say that eating on Rosh Chodesh, there's a Daraisa that you have to eat, so then the Shvua would not take effect against the Issa Daraisa. However, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, the Shach disagrees. Aval Hashach in Yoredeya Simen Reish Tavav Sivkot Yud Aleph Kosav. He says, Afilu Temo de Rosh Chodesh Midaraisa Osu L'Sanos. Even if you want to say that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, that's a din daraisa, nevertheless, Mikol Mokom Shvua Chololov. The Shach would say the Shvua is Chal even in that situation. Kivin She'eino Meforish B'Torah B'Hedya K'Shabbos. Because while the din daraisa may be that you can't fast on Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't say so explicitly as it does for Shabbos, for example, and Yom Tov. The Kain Hiskim HaPrichodesh, and the Prichodesh agrees over here with the Shach. The issue footnote number 12 brings down that we're going to learn in Simon Tov Kuf Aleph, that's really what the Ramah alluded to, Shamargin of Rom, Hechriya, She'isel Asanas Rosh Chodesh, Shumid Rabbanan. The bottom line is, the Margin of Rom paskins over here, that, not like the Rambam, there's a daraisa, he paskins over here, like the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down over here, that fasting on Rosh Chodesh is only a Nisa D'Rabbanan. The issue footnote number 13 brings down, how do we know that on Shabbos and Yontif you're not allowed to fast? So the Bir Halacha in Siman Reish Peches taught us, Shenomad, it's learned out, Mea Pasuk, Ichlu Hayom. By the month, it said you shall eat it today. Behosif, Sheesh Poskim, Shesovrim, Sheisso, Lisanus, Beshabbos, Urak, Midiri Kabbalah. Others say that it's not a real full-fledged this Issa Darais, it's from the Nevi'im. And it says, V'korosu l'Shabbos Onik, and this is based upon the idea that Shabbos should be an Onik for you, and therefore we don't fast. In any event, the Mechaber continues in Sif Hei, and he writes, Chametz Ane b'Rosh Chodesh o b'Chanukah u b'Purim, Tainis Chalom. If one were to fast on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, days which we said you shouldn't fast, but he's fasting at Tainis Chalom, which, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Kon Yud Gimel, you're even allowed to do this on Shabbos. Shemuta l'sanos afilu b'Shabbos v'yontif. If a person has a bad dream and it bothers him, so he's technically allowed to even fast on Shabbos and yontif at Tainis Chalom, as we've already learned ukedel b'simin reish b'ches, and therefore v'uadin imisana mishum neder. And likewise, if somebody made a neder that he was going to fast, in any event, in these situations where he is fasting on a day that he's really not supposed to, but it's chal, so then he has to do an additional fast afterwards to, so to say, atone for the fact that he fasted on the day that he should not fast. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yudalit, to get an atonement, the kapara, al shabitel oneg Rosh Chodesh. In this case, that he was mevatel oneg Rosh Chodesh. He didn't enjoy Rosh Chodesh because he fasted on it, or Chanukah, or Purim, or Shabbos, or Yontif. Even though he fasted, quote, beheter, it was a Tanis Chalom, it was bothering him, and he's allowed to. Nevertheless, he has to make up for the fact that he fasted on these days by doing a makeup Tainis. And this was already taught to us in regards to a Tanis Chalom on Shabbos, that you have to do a makeup because you fasted on Shabbos. Furthermore, the Mishnah brings down, because of a Magen Avraham, she misane Tainis Chalom b'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. However, if one were to fast the Tanis Chalom on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which, as we pointed out previously, was the death of Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron, and therefore there are some that say that you should fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan to commemorate that, or b'Rosh Chodesh Av, which was the day of the Petira of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen is the only Yartzeit that's actually mentioned in all of Chumash, and it tells us that he died on Rosh Chodesh Av, so that's also a day that there are poskim that say you should bedavka fast. So on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Av, where there are poskim that say that you should fast, ain't tzorech lemesav tainis l'taniso. If you fasted on those days because of a tanis chalom or your neder, etc., then you do not have to do a makeup tainis because the ha yesh omrim, the mitzvah l'sanos b'hem, because there are those that say you should fast, in fact, on those days. And therefore, as we've already pointed out, ukevavul l'kamen b'simen tof kuf pei, therefore, if you fast on those days, you don't need to, if you did it for a tainis chalom, you don't have to do a makeup tainis. With that, we conclude this beautiful simen tof yud ches, and now we go to simen tof yud tes, which I believe is the shortest simen in all of Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, because it's just five words, and there's just those five words of the Mechaber in that one sif, and there's no Ramah. So, we begin, mitzvah laharbos besudas Rosh Chodesh. The Mechaber tells us that there is a mitzvah over here to magnify your suda on Rosh Chodesh, to be marbe, to add additional things to your suda on Rosh Chodesh. Not enough that you're just not fasting, but you should be marbe besuda on Rosh Chodesh. As we already pointed out previously in yesterday's shiur, that there is no specific mitzvah to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh, and we pointed out a ramification of that din was that if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, if you ate bread on Rosh Chodesh and you benched without saying Yalav Yavo, you don't have to repeat it, because technically there is no mitzvah to eat bread and have a suda. But we brought that. It's a very nice idea to have a special Rosh Chodesh suda with bread if you can. So here the Mechaber is telling us the parameters. Mitzvah laharbos besudas Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Aleph. As I just pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah reminds us that you do not have to eat something that requires birchas hamazon on Rosh Chodesh. And in fact, and you can fulfill this idea of being mar bebesud on Rosh Chodesh by having other things, as we already learned. Nevertheless, mikol makom hamotzi al sudas Rosh Chodesh, the ochel v'shosa bo b'tov. But if somebody spends money for his sudan Rosh Chodesh and eats and drinks very nicely, b'tov, harezeh meshubach. This is very, very praiseworthy. Dirshu footnote number one brings down this concept of being marbe b'suda on Rosh Chodesh. The Kaf HaChaim writes in the name of the Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that this applies to women as well. The women have the same obligation over here to enhance their meals on Rosh Chodesh, just like a man does. In addition, he brings down from the Pnei Moshe on the Yerushalmi in Tainis that when there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, you should have this special Suda on both days. Furthermore, in Dishu footnote number 2, he brings down from the Stipler Gon Zatzal that he says he would drink a little bit of wine, specifically on Rosh Chodesh, to demonstrate to his entire household over here that this is a very special day. Al Shesias Hayayin Marim Shu Yom Tov. You demonstrate specialness. A person doesn't normally, in our societies, have wine at every meal. Some societies they do. In our societies, we normally don't have wine at every meal. So when you have wine at a meal, you're demonstrating that that's a very chashuv a meal. So bedafka on Rosh Chodesh, he would have a little bit of wine, and he would even give levnei veso lishtos v'af l'noshim, and he would give to the members of his household, as well as the women, to have a little bit of wine on Rosh Chodesh to demonstrate how beautiful this idea is to have a special suda on Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Tekosua poskim mishem medrash basikta. He brings down the famous medrash, which can be found in Vayikra Rabbah, Kol mizonosov shel odom kitzuvim lo meirosh shana ad rosh shana. The amount of money that a person is going to make in salary for that year, how much money you're going to bring in his income to you, is designated already for Rosh Hashanah, and that amount of money till next year is fully designated, and you can do nothing essentially to change that. The one thing that's not included in that calculation, chutz mimasha motzi b'shabbosos v'yom tovim, what you spend for Shabbos and Yom Tov to honor the Shabbos and Yom Tov with food and other things, v'roshei chadoshim, as well as Rosh Chodesh, v'chol shamoid. And this idea that you get extra money, so to say, if you spend extra for Shabbos and Yom Tov, applies as well to Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. And in addition, it also applies u'masha tinokos molich leves rabban, what the children cost in tuition. That's one explanation over here. The other explanation is what they would bring to their Rabbonim. They used to have a custom that on Rosh Chodesh you'd bring a present to the Rabbi. So therefore, those either tuition bills or the additional gifts that you give to the Rabbi are also not included in what you're designated to make as salary. And anything that you apply in any of these areas over here, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, tuition, or for presents for the Rabbi, so that's given to you above and beyond what your designated salary for the year would be. And therefore, in Mosif, Mosif and low. If you give more for these things, you'll get more from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're stingy on these things, then po'ches and low, then you'll get less. The issue footnote number 3 brings down that this medrash over here is also brought down in Simon Reish Mem Beis, and then in the Gemara in Beitza, and it says over there, Shekol mizonosov shel adam kitzuvim lo meirosh Hashanah, all your money that you have for food is designated on Rosh Hashanah, with the exception again of Shabbos Yontif, and there it says, Votzaz bonav l'talmud Torah, there it specifically states tuition, and it doesn't mention anything over there about Rosh Chodesh. So the Darki Moshe, that's the Ramon in his parish on the tour, so he writes over there, in the name of the Or Zeruah, that he says in the name of the Yerushalmi that this includes Rosh Chodesh as well. I didn't say Rosh Chodesh, so the Beis Yosef explains the reason why the Gemara doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh because it's included already in Yontif. Rosh Chodesh is a type of Yontif, so when it says that your Hotzos for Shabbos and Yontif, it means Shabbos and Yontif, including Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, because of the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef adds, Demash Omar, Masha, Tinokos, Melich, and Mechule, that which we said, that's what the children are taking. So what does that mean? It's koyal schar limud. So one interpretation, as I mentioned, it talks about the tuition bill. That's also deducted. And the Bach, however, gives a different perush. The Bach perush, the koyal Rosh Chodesh, it's talking about Rosh Chodesh as well. V'akavona, what does it mean? On Rosh Chodesh, the tuition. So it says not tuition. It's amasha anu noagim l'shloch ha'idei ha'tinokos mol shel Rosh Chodesh l'rabban. There was a custom that on Rosh Chodesh, the Rebbe didn't get paid necessarily in a formal fashion. So the Tamidim, the parents, would bring to the Rebbe a bonus, a salary, so to say, on Rosh Chodesh. The Ein Levatel Minog, and the Bach is very strong, and he says you shouldn't be Mevatel this Minog of giving the presents to the Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh, and he says that's also included in the extras, not your base salary that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designates on Rosh Hashanah, but if you pay extra over here to your Rebbe, so you'll get it back extra as well. Ad kan, these are the words of the Bach. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sif Kotten Beis over here that he says that you should be marba on Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Nira, demasha marba besuda biyom lechvod Rosh Chodesh dai. That what you do during the day is sufficient. You don't have to necessarily have any special suda the night of Rosh Chodesh. The ain tzarech laharbos gam balayla. You don't have to do anything extra at night. However, the issue footnote number 4 does bring down if you're making the Sudas Rosh Chodesh only at night, so the Orach Lener says in that fashion, based upon Rashi, you're not mekayim the Sudas Rosh Chodesh. This is also found in the Nimuki Orach Chaim in the name of his father, the Darki Tshuva. He brings down as well that the Shelus Tshuva's Mishnah Sochir says that this is the opinion as well of the Tosus HaRosh in Brachos. On the other hand, however, the opinion of the Morgan of Ram is brought down by the Orach Lener is that you would be Yotzei your chova of the Sudas Rosh Chodesh by eating on the night of Rosh Chodesh. What happens if Rosh Chodesh is chol on Erev Shabbos? So then the Torah's Chaim brings down over here, Mutu Lasos Bo Sudas Rosh Chodesh Kivin Shezeh Zmana. Normally we don't have a big meal on a Friday afternoon, so here you'd be allowed to because that's the Zman. It's not that you're doing something unusual or not necessary for that time. It's Rosh Chodesh, so that's the time to do it. He says, yes, however, preferable to make the Suda before Chatzos, and this way you don't run into any problems at all. And he says the same thing applies with the Suda Bris Mila and a Pidgin Aben that are on Friday. It's better to do them in the morning. And this seems to be the opinion as well of the Eishel Avraham Yibar Church. However, on the other hand, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Ein Likvoa Suda Rosh Chodesh Be'er Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh is on a Friday, so then don't have a special big Suda because it will in some way detract from the Onik Shabbos, from the Sudos of Shabbos. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Kosuah Achronim and the Shaar Tzion Oz Dalad. He brings down, this is the opinion of Shiori Knesset Zagdola, the Al Yeraba, and the Chayodam. And he says, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on a weekday, not only do they have more, but they have something special. They have something that they normally wouldn't have on a weekday. And when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, they make an extra dish. Some people have a special kugel, a Rosh Chodesh kugel. They'll have something special that they have in addition to what the goodies and wonderful things they have for Shabbos, they make something special for Rosh Chodesh, and in this way, Kadesh Yenikar Kavod Shal Rosh Chodesh, to demonstrate the Kavod of Rosh Chodesh even on Shabbos. He then says, Ayin the Mogen Avraham, Sheherich Bedine Birchas Amazu Shal Rosh Chodesh. There are a lot of questions that come up with Rosh Chodesh, which you forget Yalav Yavo, how do you insert it, when do you insert it, etc. Ukvari Vesi Mixas Dvarv Le'el Besov Simen Kuf Beches B'Mishnah Berurah. And this was already included in the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim says, in Simen Kuf Beches, which deals with the halachos of benching. He also says, I also put some of the Magen Avraham over there in the Halachos of Simen Tov Chav Dalet, which we'll learn in Yitz Hashem pretty soon, and the Mishnah Berurah over there, because Kishon Mekoma, because that's the proper place for it. With this, we conclude Simen Tov Yotes and today's Shir.